I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. United States military leaders say the Islamic State remains a persistent low-level threat in Iraq. A new Inspector General report says terrorists continue to exploit regional weaknesses while building their ranks and biding their time. The extremists maintain cash reserves in the range of tens of millions of dollars. Speaking through an interpreter, an Iraqi believer named Umran says the Islamic State may not be leaving Iraq anytime soon, but neither is our God.
All this difficult situation, we couldn't have gotten through any of this without God's help. God is continuing to work, but many people are against the work of God and the development of God's kingdom in our country.
Pray Iraq's believers may have God's strength, patience, and endurance. In Christianity fused with national identity. Well, when this happens, we call it Christian nationalism. That's different from Christians being patriotic or loving their country, says Caleb Hutcherson, who teaches on the topic for the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary in Lebanon. It happens when Christians meld their Christian beliefs and their national identity together. So how can Christians combat these attitudes? Hutcherson quotes an early Christian writer.
A living faith consists in thinking little of oneself and showing tenderness towards others. And I think that idea really points to this caring for others, and particularly the marginalized, the oppressed, those who are outside of and are crushed by empire power of these Christian religious symbols, along with national symbols.
Let's ask God to bless the ministry of ABTS as they train leaders for churches across the Middle East. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.